Can communities be mobilized from within to become healthier and therefore more efficient users of medical resources? Esther Dyson, the famous New York-based tech investor, says yes. She came up with the idea for a contest called Way to Wellville, where small American towns compete to figure out a way for their entire communities to get well, to get healthy. In 2015, following a competitive application process, Muskegon County, Michigan, was designated a Way to Wellville community. Muskegon had begun the process of getting healthier on their own. That initiative is called One in 21, launched by the Muskegon Rotary Club 4 years ago. It's been working to build a culture of health in the community ever since. Now, they're finally starting to see results. Way to Wellville founder Esther Dyson and community engagement coordinator Jamie Hecker talked to WNYC health reporter Mary Harris about Muskegon's fight to become a healthier community.
Muskegon is focused on obesity, smoking, diabetes, and even though they were asking for assistance, they had already formed this 1 in 21 group with the Rotary Club working with public health. They seemed to understand the problem, and they were eager to get more advice, outreach to funding sources, stuff like that. And so that's what we've been working on.
So, Jamie, tell me a little bit about some of the things you've been trying.
You know, there have actually been a number of great initiatives that have grown up around, really, I would call it the movement of 1 in 21. And a lot of that was in urban farming and supporting farmers markets, school gardens, healthy pantries, and looking at Muskegon as a community that has experienced trauma. People have had trauma in their lives, loss or abuse or neglect or, hunger, and how those things that happen before we're 18 affect the health of individuals for the rest of their lives, whether they're more likely to use substances or be obese or have cancer or diabetes, and really how we can turn the tide, both prevent the next generation from being traumatized, but also build resilience in our children and our adults.
How is Muskegon different now than it was a few years ago?
One is that we have people understanding and implementing trauma-informed care across the community. The farmers market in Muskegon Heights has relaunched and will be accepting the SNAP program. They'll be able to accept food benefits from people this year. We have free fit clubs and running clubs and walking clubs, and you just see people out there doing it. And I think that visual is a huge thing that we see now. And that can be a little hard to measure. And one of the ways it looks different is because this is the first year that I see our county health rankings moving up. And I think anyone who looks at those knows it can be a little disheartening because the data lags several years. And so people are saying, well, we've been doing this for 5 years. Why aren't our numbers looking better? I say, because the data is a couple years old and community change takes time. And things are finally starting to move in the right direction.
It's still a bit subtle, but there are lots of individual stories. And the challenge here is to take that and to scale it so that suddenly it starts spreading through neighborhoods. And it's not just the farmer's market, but the big grocery Meijer begins to say, oh, there's actually demand for this stuff. Maybe we should promote the blueberries instead of the cupcakes. It's in the air. I wouldn't say it's pervasive yet.
How do you guys measure success with this program? Is it 1,000 pounds lost? What is it?
Well, 10 years from now, what we really want to see is higher graduation rates in the high school, less absenteeism, the mayors get reelected, It's the kind of thing where ask any real estate agent, they will know, is this a good place to live? Are housing prices going up? Are people coming into town? Are employers coming because the employees show up healthy? And that's the kind of thing that really matters to a community.
All right. Well, Jamie Hecker, Esther Dyson, thank you so much for joining us and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Jamie Hecker is Community Engagement Coordinator at Public Health Muskegon County, Michigan. And Esther Dyson is executive founder of The Way to Wellville.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.